With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of members of Congress are seen as likely retiring in 2024, and that could change makeup on Capitol Hill by quite a bit. We get more details from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Meanwhile, Republicans are blasting a decision by the Secretary of State in Maine to boot Donald Trump off of the GOP primary ballot.
In a social media post, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina described the decision as an egregious abuse of power, adding that he planned to introduce legislation to, quote, stop these partisan officials. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, Democrats love democracy so much that they will do anything to stop the voters from voting for their opponent.
That is correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a greater threat from Lebanon-based Hezbollah even than it does from Hamas.
And we're talking about a terrorist organization that has 150,000 rockets, and many of them are accurate rockets. It is not a tactical threat. It's a strategic threat to the state of Israel. Hezbollah has a terrorist force which is 10 times the size of Hamas's fighting force.
Oren told the Salem Radio Network Israel should launch a preemptive attack against Hezbollah. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital. Michael Harrington has the details.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities in Tirana seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th through the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them. Some of those icons, frescoes, and other pieces were taken from churches in neighboring North Macedonia. This is SRN News. A judge is blocking a GOP written law in the state of Iowa.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law banning some sexually oriented books from school libraries and forbidding teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues. The law, which the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved early in 2023, bans books depicting sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with students through the sixth grade. Governor Kim Reynolds said in a statement that she was extremely disappointed by the ruling. Keith Peters reporting.
Boeing is urging immediate inspections of 737 MAX airplanes. The FAA said it's because of possible loose bolts in the rudder control system. Boeing says an international operator discovered a bolt with a missing nut while performing routine maintenance on a mechanism in the rudder control linkage. More details at srnnews.com.